USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's campaign legal effort to overturn the results of Nevada's presidential election will be decided Friday after Carson City District Court Judge James Russell said he wanted more time to review the evidence. Attorneys for the Trump campaign and defendants, which are basically the electors to cast the state's 6 electoral votes, to prepare for a proposed order by 10 a.m. Pacific on Friday. He said he wanted to give both sides enough time to potentially appeal to the Nevada Supreme Court. Evidence of voter fraud emerges in Georgia. Security video from State Farm Arena shows poll supervisors telling all observers to leave as counting was stopped for the night on election night. When the room was clear, 4 poll workers are seen pulling numerous suitcases from under tables stuffed with ballots. They then began counting the ballots without any supervisors or observers present. Georgia's governor now wants a signature audit of Georgia ballots. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, the Illinois teenager charged with fatally shooting 2 people during a summer protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin, is to stand trial following a court's denial Thursday of a motion to dismiss the charges against him. Rittenhouse's legal team had filed motions to dismiss the charge of possession of a deadly weapon by a minor and one of 2 charges of reckless endangerment. Kenosha County Court Commissioner Laura Keating ruled that both charges will stand. Partisan politics plague much-needed stimulus funding. USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the relief bill should address the pandemic, but instead he says Democrats are focusing on cats and cannabis.
They're going to outlaw big tigers, and then they're going to legalize cannabis. They're picking weed over the workers. They're picking marijuana over helping the much-needed money we need to go forward.
McCarthy speaking during his weekly press conference on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The American Red Cross is asking for your donation of blood, especially if you've recovered from COVID-19.
If you've tested positive for COVID-19 and recovered, the American Red Cross wants you to donate plasma. The plasma is being given to COVID-19 patients as a possible treatment. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar making that plea during an Operation Warp Speed briefing.
If you're within 3 months since recovery from COVID-19, we need you to donate plasma. Over 250,000 courses of convalescent plasma have been used on your fellow Americans to help prevent severe consequences from COVID-19. We unfortunately have so many individuals who have gotten COVID-19 and have recovered now, fortunately, but we need donations. Please contact your local American Red Cross, your local American Blood Bank, or go to coronavirus.gov for more information about how you can volunteer to be a donor and give the gift of life.
Astronomers have taken a step towards understanding how the moon might have formed out of a giant collision between the early Earth and another massive object 4.5 billion years ago. Scientists led by United Kingdom's Durham University ran supercomputer simulations on the Dirac High Performance Computing Facility to send a Mars-sized planet called Theia crashing into early Earth. The moon is thought to have formed in a collision between early Earth and Theia, which scientists believe might have been an ancient planet in our solar system, about the size of Mars. The simulations developed an orbiting body that could have evolved into a moon-like object. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.